In response to the abhorrent act in Iran, our nation has never been aroused and unified so greatly in peacetime. Our position is clear. The United States will not yield to blackmail. We continue to pursue these specific goals. First, to protect the present and long-range interests of the United States. Secondly, to preserve the lives of the American hostages and to secure as quickly as possible their safe release. If possible, to avoid bloodshed, which might further endanger the lives of our fellow citizens. To enlist the help of other nations in condemning this act of violence, which is shocking and violates the moral and the legal standards of a civilized world, and also to convince and to persuade the Iranian leaders that the real danger to their nation lies in the North, in the Soviet Union, and from the Soviet troops now in Afghanistan, and that the unwarranted Iranian quarrel with the United States hampers their response to this far greater danger to them. If the American hostages are harmed, a severe price will be paid. We will never rest until every one of the American hostages are released. But now we face a broader and more fundamental challenge in this region because of the recent military action of the Soviet Union. Now, as during the last 3.5 decades, the relationship between our country, the United States of America, and the Soviet Union is the most critical factor in determining whether the world will live at peace or be engulfed in global conflict. Since the end of the Second World War, America has led other nations in meeting the challenge of mounting Soviet power. This has not been a simple or a static relationship.